Authorities say the children were snatched from their parents in an attack by a suspected criminal gang. J. Adingora Alwal, the Greater Pibor Administrative Area Information Minister, says that a group of women was traveling from Okadi to Dolama to receive food aid when they were ambushed, beaten up, and their children taken away.
Some women were traveling from a certain village in Okadi to the headquarter of Okadi, of Akila Payam, that is Okadi, Dolam. So while they were on the way to the headquarter, they were actually attacked by these criminals who actually managed to take like four people from those women and they beat them. So they took the children and ran away.
Alwal says this is the third incident involving suspected criminals' attacks on unnamed civilians.
Within this month only, there were like, this is the third incident now. There were like other two incidents before this. The first one was on 18th of December 2018 when people were actually approaching Christmas celebrations. About 26 head of cattle were raided from Otalo. And on 22nd, there was an attack in the area of Ajwara. All these places are in Toshala North. Ajwara, they actually attacked the person that was taking care of our cattle so that they will take the cattle.
Rose Moyo, a child protection officer at the UN Children's Agency in South Sudan, says UNICEF is concerned about the rate of child abduction in Greater Ajongole.
For us, we are concerned because abduction is really about, you know, exploitation of children, whether it's exploitation for purposes of child labor or for purposes of recruitment in armed forces or for purposes of sexual exploitation. We also find that children who are living and working on the streets or children without appropriate parental care are also, you know, prone to abduction. So indeed, the issue of abduction is a concern.
Moyo says UNICEF is working with the government and communities to strengthen child protection and prevent child abductions in the Greater Ajongole area.
What we are doing is working in collaboration with the relevant ministry, which is the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare. And in Jongle in particular, we are actually working in strengthening the capacity of government social workers to be able to handle the cases of recovered child abductees and women abductees. To this end, in 2021, we've been able to train through our child protection partners 10 government social workers who are working collaboratively with these partners and UNICEF in providing interim care.
Information Minister Alwal says the hunt is on for the culprits and the authorities are committed to making sure the children are returned to their families. For VOA News, I am Sheila Poni in Juba.